Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it!
It's time for episode 591 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached Checkpoint Stagecoach on the road to summer 2022. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, Howard Kramer. What's up, Brett?
Oh, how's it going?
Good.
Why is that so jarring coming from you, hearing my actual biological name?
Like when
name.
Your mom uses your full name, like you're in trouble or something?
Oh, yeah, uses your middle name.
Yeah.
Did you ever get that? Howard Michael Motorcycle Kramer.
Yeah, she used the whole motorcycle part. Yeah. She's mad at me. She washed my mouth out with soap one time. I got that like for
real.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
That's like very old fashioned. It's vintage.
Yeah, bar of soap.
Did it work? You don't curse all that much.
Thanks, Mom. That really did the trick.
Yeah, it did kind of did the trick.
I'd be a fucking cursing machine if it wasn't for that. Yeah, good job, Mom. Hey, let's meet our guest, find out what traumas he survived, soap related or not. Here he comes. Welcome him back to the show. He's a very funny stand-up comedian and performer. You've seen him all over the both coasts and in between. Please welcome Cornell Reed.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Never had my mouth washed out with soap.
Nope.
My mom wouldn't dare. I washed her mouth out with soap a few times.
Oh, wow. Was she throwing around the S's and the F words and stuff?
Yeah, I did not care for it. Mom, make the dino nuggets and shut up.
Let's go. Serve them up.
Yeah.
I got soap nuggets. That's what I got.
Oh, no. Do you remember what you said to deserve the soap?
Probably not. I mean, there was times where I wised off specifically, but that probably was just about some kind of F word or something like
okay.
that.
How was that experience for you? Can you walk us through it?
I can't imagine how your reaction to that.
Downstairs bathroom. Yeah, it's weird to be trapped. This is the first time I'm thinking about it in a long time. Trapped in a bathroom with your mom and she's got ill intent. That's no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember her stuffing it in there. It tasted terrible, like soap. I mean, she didn't keep it going that long. She didn't like make me finish the whole thing.
A full bar.
Yeah, that would be, those are like two different mom tactics that would be horrible together. Like clean your plate, finish the whole thing, and eat the soap.
But she's, I'm just being a good mother telling you to clean your plate. That soap dish plate, you gotta clean that. What's dessert? I don't want to find out.
I always almost found the clean your plate thing harder to deal with. Like my mom was never really that way, but other people's parents sometimes would hold you to that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if there's just too much food and you're
too
full.
I put that much on there, so
miserable.
You gotta eat it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is crazy. And it's like, kids now, when they eat, you know, I have a kid, they just eat And then they're done three bites in, and then they come back 5 minutes later and they're hungry again. It is annoying. Like, I get that.
But it just doesn't all happen at once. They run around and come back.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's one day they want, they don't need anything. They'll eat a cracker and be full. And there's another day where they'll eat three hamburgers. They don't make any sense. They don't know what they're doing.
You need to get it together, kids. Do they ever go, hey, serve up the dino nuggets and keep it shut?
Yeah.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
Right on. Wow. We just our first burst of like big parenting opening like that. Let's move into the music chart.
All right.
First, I will wrap the history of recorded music. Here we go. Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's coming next? NFTs? Tunes. Woo! Woo! There we go. Historic.
We're going to get like Elon stream soon. Maybe that's the next thing.
Oh, there you go. What, did he buy Stitcher or something? Is he buying that too?
Well, he's just buying up whatever he wants. He bought Twitter. That's the huge news these days.
I'll ask you guys. I go, how is this going to affect your tweets? How is this going? Are you changing your content? How are you going to do this?
Absolutely not. I'm not changing anything. Who cares?
But when now you work for him.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to tweet less? I don't work for that guy.
I don't care. I'm happy to be working for anybody, tell you the truth.
There you go.
I'm an employee. That's great.
You're going to send him a DM. Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. I guess it won't change things too much. People forget about it unless, you know, starts getting all fascist or something, or something alarming happens.
For sure. It's alarming that like one side seems so certain that he's just their Lord and Savior and is going to just do everything they want. I'm like, where are you getting that from? I'm not necessarily seeing that happening.
Good point.
The other side is thinking that, you know, it's going to be a full on like world changing event. I'm not sure. I see that either.
Right. Yeah, I would be happy if he just got rid of all hot takes. No,
that'd be amazing.
Any sort of take on Twitter anymore whatsoever.
They got to be cold takes.
Cold takes.
Imagine if like there was a ban on words. So if something was topical, like a brand new news story, you literally couldn't tweet about it for like 2 weeks. You just had to wait until.
That would be incredible.
Nobody just jumping on with lame little fucking quips.
Yeah, imagine the built up, you know, kinetic energy after the Will Smith slap. You know, if no one could have a take on that.
Oh yeah,
for like a moratorium period.
Everybody just has to go to the gym. They got to go to the UFC school and start wrestling to vent their frustration.
I mean, if I saw that, I would definitely put a notification in my calendar. Avoid Twitter 2 weeks from today.
The bomb's going to drop. Yeah. That'd be cool. You can plan it ahead. Like, stay away.
I just can't imagine why anyone would want that job. Like, why on earth would you want to be in charge of Twitter, like in charge of the moderation policies and shit? Like,
they're going to bother him about it while he's designing rockets and stuff.
Can you imagine how much just blowback you get at all times? Like the entire like history of the internet, if you were ever on any internet forums or chat groups or whatever, they always devolve into just arguments about the mods and the moderators and
the
structure rules
of it,
and the terms,
algorithm.
It's just like the last thing anyone would want to be involved with.
Yeah.
Yeah, but from what I have read, he might unshadow ban Ice Cube. So there are some good
things. Oh, wow. I didn't realize Ice Cube was shadow banned.
me neither, but he tweeted that he was. And we all saw it. So I don't know if things are happening.
Okay. Right on.
He's had a lot to say, I guess, but he can't get the word out, Ice Cube. Right on. All right. Well, what music chart do we have today?
All right, we have the top 50 on Spotify.
Oh, nice. Okay. Spotify. Right.
So, coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
This is Doja Cat with Woman.
What's a woman?
It's like a Roomba.
Oh, she's gonna vacuum the floor without human help. Doja, yeah, they did second weekend at Coachella this past week. I didn't hear anything about Doja, but I did hear that Billie Eilish fell down.
Oh, she did.
Really?
Billie fell down.
I didn't see any of the second weekend. I'm curious.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see any video of it, but I heard she ate it. And she was like, dudes, I just fucking ate it up here, dudes.
It's like, yeah, we saw.
It's great how she's so fucking scary when she's singing and like whispering all menacing. And then between songs, she's like, what's up?
Everybody. Yeah, exactly. She's so happy these days, like in between the songs. It almost feels like contradictory.
Yeah.
I heard she brought on Haley from Paramore. I forget
her
last name. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of a cool collab.
That's like a Z and a millennial kind of, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
All right, coming in at number 4.
Number 4.
This is Industry Baby, Lil Nas X. Wow, this feels like kind of a throwback chart.
Yeah, what's going on? How'd this get back in there?
It's undeniable.
That's what it is.
You know, some of these charts, though, I think are like stubborn. You know, that like I went back to Spotify this week. Sometimes those just don't change in like 6 months. Some charts churn faster.
Well, I think it's like, you know, I was looking at Harry Styles' Spotify and like Watermelon Sugar, which I'm sure is probably up there too, has like 1.7 billion streams. Like, I'm sure it's the same thing with Industry Baby, where it's like, if you put on any playlist, then they're like an algorithm trying to figure out the next song. It's just the easiest thing to throw
away. It's gonna spit you up that one.
Yeah,
because it's aimed at such a wide scale of humanity.
Right, exactly.
Wow, that's interesting. I just thought like maybe somebody stuck it, like they had a video of Tyson beating up that guy on the plane, but they stuck Nas X underneath it. So it's like he got all these new hits or something.
Coming in at number 3.
Number 3.
Oh, hey, the Kid Laroi with 1,000 Miles.
There he is, Australia's own.
He just played Highland Park.
He did?
Yeah,
what, real street
close
fair?
To me. Yeah. No, he played at the Lodge.
Oh, really?
You know, this is what every new country song sounds like, too. It's just like every song just sounds exactly like that.
Yeah, with the big beat behind it and the auto-tune.
Uh-huh. It's crazy.
It is. It's filtered out there.
Yeah. We're gonna become a genreless people.
Genderless and genreless.
I'm here for it.
I don't know. Oh yeah, Harry brought out for second week he brought out Lizzo.
Oh, right on. Okay.
So it's still on message for him.
Yeah. Yeah, genderless genre. It's like you can be whoever you want as long as you have auto-tune on your voice.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's going to be the same lineup from Coachella to Stagecoach. Same lineup. People aren't going to have any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, are they streaming Stagecoach in the same way? We might want to do a recap of that.
I'd love to, but I don't know. I don't know how extensive they go. I don't know. Okay. Is it the same promoters or do they just use the same field? I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good question. Yeah.
I think that they got started because they were like, Coachella's infrastructure is already up. Let's just go in the next weekend and get all the shit kickers there, you know, because it's like the stages are already set up and stuff.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. But yeah, Stagecoach is it's a tradition. I mean, it gets big crowds just like Coachella does.
I bet it'd be fun. I'd have fun at Stagecoach, I think.
Yeah, listen to that auto tune all day.
it's just always so confusing to me, like just how long it's lasted. This point, there's got to be a whole lot of people who are just so accustomed to that that it doesn't sound right if it's not covered.
It's like a sexual. It's like a gender now. Like, right. This is that mermaid sounding water sound.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
First Class by Jack Harlow. I could put you in. I could see the whole city from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what Freddie.
Wait, did you have a Jack Harlow joke at a comedy at Chaplin?
I always mention Jack Harlow. I always talk about Jack Harlow. I don't know why. Really? I think it's a funny name. It's a good punchline.
Right, Jack Harlow. What were you saying about him at this time?
Oh man, I don't even remember. I don't even remember.
Use them as like a figure of speech. You don't really say anything specific. It's just kind of like Jack Harlow.
If I ever want to compare like a musician, like I'll see like, you know, Beethoven's got nothing on Jack Harlow or something like that. You know, just a perfectly stupid guy to completely idolize as a musician.
Right.
Not that he's even like that untalented, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But he's like a personable guy, but now he's like up there with Jimmy Page.
Yeah, exactly.
He's staying on the charts, I'll tell you that. He's got sticking power.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, he's huge.
it's hard to picture just even the name, just like Harlowmania, you know, like taking over. Like, it just feels like such a boring name for what he's trying to put out there.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And you know, these TikTokers just absolutely idolize him. Just think he's the number one coolest thing in the world.
He's like, if he could do it, we could do it.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
Is that why they like Jake Paul and Logan Paul? It's just like, wow, they're dumb idiots like us, but they don't have to go to work every day.
There's definitely some crossover for sure. For sure.
Those are like they would 10, 15 years ago, they would have been like Ed Hardy, but
coming in at number one.
Number one.
Harry Styles, As It Was.
He doesn't even need auto-tune to go genderless.
Oh wow,
I wonder what he wore second weekend. First weekend he had on a jumpsuit. I didn't see what he was wearing this second time.
Is anyone else from One Direction anything, or is it just him?
Well, he's absolutely the biggest. Then there was this guy Zayn.
He was going out with one
of the Hadids, and he was like looking like he was kind of neck and neck with Harry, but then just fell off big time. I think he got anger issues or something.
And then there's
another
scrubs.
One called Niall.
Oh, yeah.
Niall. Who's had like a couple minor singles and stuff. And then the other two guys are scrubs.
Scrubs. And then two scrubs.
Two scrubs.
we've established. Lewis. Howard was way ahead of the curve on One Direction. He put his neck out on Who Charted. He told us about it.
I was just saying that for a boy band, they were better than the rest of them because they didn't take it seriously and they dicked around. They fucked with each other on stage. And yeah. they seemed to have more of a natural camaraderie. Whereas like that's how you kind of see a group of guys. It's like as these friends.
Right.
As opposed to like Backstreet Boys who are all dressed in white in an airplane right. hangar. Like,
yeah.
You know? So, that's why I was just yeah. like they got charisma, some of them, but not Lewis. But
you were
and
ahead of it.
Those are scrubs. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you called it. Harry Styles is huge. The most unnatural seeming boy band was that one LFO. Do you remember?
Oh,
that?
Yeah, LFO. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
They had that kind of summer song.
Yeah.
But I just remember when they came out on the heels of Backstreet Boys and all of that, and they just seemed like a couple frat guys that somebody scrounged yeah, up.
It was odd.
Like, but, you know, didn't I even think, seem like musicians.
I think two of the three of those guys died of leukemia.
Oh, what? Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, but two of them, they both got leukemia. They weren't even related.
Just like, independently.
Yeah. Then That's they go, crazy. Maybe they're from like Staten Island or something where they just grew up near a garbage dump or something. that shit happens in the Northeast. It's just like,
yeah, just something in the
there.
Water. It's like some yeah. well water has gone bad.
But, RIP, LFO, 2/3.
Wow. That's sad, man. And that one, it is all sad, that's yeah. left is a scrub.
Yeah, right. Scrubs left. Why'd they take the good ones? Was that number one?
That was number one, yeah.
Wow, Harry, back at the top, hot off Coachella 2022. All right, we'll take a short break and then we'll come back with the movie chart. I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm right here with my guests,
Cornell Reed.
And
Brett.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee. Movies.
Movies. People are back going to the movies. Filling up theaters to see 2022's summer slate of flicks. Let's find out what they are.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. This is the Nick Cage.
Oh, yeah, Nicolas Cage.
You think you've
yeah.
lost some of your talent as an actor?
No. What did he say?
He says he loves you, but he went in a different direction.
I'm done. I'm quitting acting. Tell the trades it was a tremendous honor to be a part of storytelling and myth-making.
Ah, fuck, man. I'm driving through the hills. I'm sorry. One more time.
That joke wasn't funny. I mean, I heard the movie's great, but that shouldn't have been in the trailer.
Yeah, I heard good things, right?
I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
It's BS?
I don't want to see it, man. I don't. It's not. It's too in on the its own joke.
Oh, joke,
type of
yeah.
thing.
Too self-congratulatory.
It's yeah. It's like a fictional story, right? It's kind of like
it's
a
like this is the end,
thing.
But. Right. Yeah.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. So he's playing Nick Cage, but it's not real life.
Like
yeah.
Nick Cage is a funny actor when he's like trying to be serious and stuff. He makes crazy choices and it's really funny. But for him trying to be funny because he's trying to do what everyone loves him for being funny for.
Yeah. Right.
I don't buy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I'm with There's you. I'm with you. It's oh. like Kate. It's like Kevin Durant wanting to coach himself.
I have a coach. Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. I've only heard good things too. And I don't trust it. I don't trust
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we debunked it because Started to get carried away with the hype. But I will say, if you haven't seen Vampires Kiss, an old Nicolas Cage movie, that is where he makes like the craziest choices. That one and Peggy Sue Got Married, he makes some insane choices.
It's been a long time.
They're so good, though.
There's another one, too, Deadfall.
Oh, yeah?
Deadfall is a great movie. Yeah, he makes insane choices. It's,
is he like a detective or something?
It's like a weird, like dark drama thriller thing, and he plays just this coked up weirdo guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, it's incredible, dude. I can't recommend that one enough.
I'll check that out. Is it from the 80s or 90s? Or, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Raising Arizona will always be my favorite Cage movie, I think. That's just so good.
Yeah, I think he's proof that everything is just all, especially acting, is all confidence. Because he just confidently makes the weirdest choices you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it works.
And it works. But there are movies he almost got kicked off of, and it helped that he was Francis Ford Coppola's nephew, that he could, you know.
Yeah.
He's not just some rando who's like acting up on set, so.
Yeah, I think there was that golden period where he was just such an odd character, but he wasn't officially self-aware. Well,
crazy guy.
And then Nick Cage is the weird guy. It's like you're just kind of like, oh yeah, it's that weird guy.
Yeah, that's how it was. Like,
he was the best then.
Yeah, Wild at Heart and all that.
Yeah,
like 80s, 90s stuff.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four,
Sonic the Hedgehog, Part 2.
Ah, Hawaii.
I just hope we are not too late.
Oh Lord, there are two of them now.
What's happening?
Okay, quick version. Robotnik is back.
I discovered the source of ultimate power.
Oh man. How's Marky Mark handling the news that Father Stu got knocked off the charts by Sonic? Damn.
The craziest thing is I saw some quote from Marky Mark being like, you know, he felt like God was calling him to make that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And that it was basically like his life's work, like everything was for a reason to make that movie, and then it's just knocked off the charts in 1 week.
By Sonic 2.
By Sonic 2.
He does that to please God, and then God puts out Sonic 2. It's just a smack back down.
Well, take it as a sign.
I read that this is going to be Jim Carrey's final movie. He's like retiring from acting for Sonic 2.
Really?
Wow. Maybe it's not true, because it was just probably would have been a bigger thing.
I mean, that's the perfect ending though, don't you think? You go out, that's how you end it on Sonic.
Yeah, just perfect. It makes so much sense.
I saw it. I saw it in theaters.
Oh, you did?
I saw Sonic 2.
How was it?
Not as good as Sonic 1, I got to be honest.
Oh, damn. You're a completist, huh? Seeing the whole series?
I've seen the whole series. Yeah, I told you, I got a kid.
Right on. So they must keep those pretty short, right? That's no two-hour movie. That's got to be like 90 minutes tops or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's 90 minutes, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nice. I'm going to bring my daughter to Sonic 3. I've been going solo so far, but...
Oh, cool. Yeah, she'll be old enough soon.
Yeah.
You're just practicing.
Exactly.
Nice.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
We got Fantastic Beasts, The Secret of Dumbledore. I didn't know they were still putting this kind of thing out.
I have to trust me.
They shouldn't. You know, now that we've seen what the royals are really like, I mean, do we trust these British magicians anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know, these British institutions.
Wizard descended from a very old family.
Magical.
Yeah.
I would rather see Father Stu probably than that. Father Stu doing spells against Satan and stuff.
Yeah, that sounds great. I guarantee you that movie is not under 2 hours. That's got to be 2.5.
Oh, yeah. They dragged that one out. You think it's over 7 times.
Yeah, no question, dude.
Have you seen, is this the one that Johnny Depp was in, like the earlier version?
No, those are,
That's pirates.
Oh, Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah. Wasn't he in one of these or something like that?
I don't know. It's a make 'em up, like, I don't even know this franchise. What is it?
It's like a Harry Potter related. So J.K. Rowling wrote like one book called Fantastic Beasts, and it was just like a guide to the creatures in Harry Potter, and they've somehow stretched that into like four movies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Depp was Grindelwald. I think there was a Grindelwald that was related to this. But I keep seeing on TikTok all this stuff from Johnny Depp's court case popping up. Yeah. And all these like statements from Johnny Depp on the stand. And it makes me laugh just how he talks. It's like he really seems like he's in a character.
Did you see the blowjob part?
I don't think so.
Something happened with her throat or something like that. And then he's like, you know, it's like sexting. And he's going, I've got uses for your throat, you know, like that. And so now the lawyer, you know, her lawyer's reading it to Depp. And he's going, did you say that you had uses for her throat? It says here that you had uses for. And he's like, yeah, thanks for repeating that, you know.
Yeah.
He's like sending cracks at the guy. He's like, yes.
I've never seen a guy take such pregnant pauses in his speech.
Like, yeah.
He will just let it be silent for like a full 45 seconds and then just say the simplest answer.
It's probably from directors going, Johnny, we're rolling. Anytime you're ready, Johnny.
Yeah.
Anytime you're ready. Take a moment.
Like after a full 30 seconds. I got some uses for your throat. Like, yeah.
Oh, great. One more.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
The Bad Guys.
Wow.
Oh, this is animated.
Hey,
more animation.
Get over here. Oh, I know what it is. You're afraid because I'm the big bad wolf, the villain of every story.
Duh.
And this is the crew, Miss Tarantula, Mr. Shark.
It's Billie Eilish.
Mr. Snake.
Oh, yeah.
Copy.
We're the bad guys.
It's crime time, baby. Shark, we need a distraction.
Do I get to improvise?
Fine, please be subtle.
Looks incredible. Hey,
Cornell. Taking the kid here?
Yeah, what's going to go on with this one?
I mean, I might see it probably at the second run theater. It didn't grab me the way Sonic did. I'll be honest with you. But you know, if you're looking for something to do, I'll probably watch it.
Does the second run theater have candy and stuff?
Oh yeah, dude. It's the best. It's out there in Pasadena. Shout out the, Regency Academy 6.
Oh, nice.
Like that.
I would hit that. They used to have one right on Fairfax and Beverly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a cheap-ass theater right there. That's cool. I didn't know they still had that around here.
Yeah, yeah. There's one in Pasadena. It's where I go all the time. It's the best. It's the best. So, yeah, I'll probably end up seeing it. I'll have to let you guys know probably 3 or 4 months from now if it's any good.
Right on.
Are you a Red Vines guy, a Whoppers? What are you getting in a movie like this?
Oh, growing up, I was Red Vines every time.
Yeah.
Now that I've matured a little bit, Red Vines I won't be mad at, but if I'm getting candy, I'll go for like a peanut M&M.
Nice.
Oh, right on.
There you go. Classy. It's adult, but kid at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
I got busted at the Discount Theater in Austin for coming in with hamburgers in my pockets.
Really?
Yeah, we stopped
multiple hamburgers in pockets.
We stopped at a Shortstop. It was this like fast food place in Austin, drive-thru. And I guess the guy could smell it or something, or he's used to, you know.
Wasn't Whataburger?
No, Whataburger was always dry as fuck. Every time I ever had it, some part of it was incredibly dry. I never had a good Whataburger experience.
Well, that's why you kept the burgers in your pocket. Keeps them moist.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's their natural environment. It's all soggy and foggy like that.
So wait, so what, do they pat you down or something? How are they even finding the burgers?
I think it was the kind of thing where I probably had no respect whatsoever, and half of it was sticking out of my pocket, and there's all bulging and stuff. But yeah, when we walking in, it was like, yeah, no, keep, you know, take that outside or whatever he said.
He washed your mouth out with soap.
Wherever I go in life, I just, people discipline me like that.
So I'm just jamming soap down your mouth. I got use for your throat.
That's what, yeah, okay.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
The Northman.
Oh, wow. I watched this trailer. This looks sick.
This is intense, so right?
I want to see this so bad.
Me too. I really want to see this. Everything this guy makes is gold so far.
Now, behold.
It reminded me of The Revenant, if it was like Vikings or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, absolutely. It looks like that.
The king, my lady. The king.
Your fate is set and you cannot escape it.
I didn't even realize Nicole Kidman was in it.
Oh, yeah. I missed you, my son. One day this I wonder if Brad Paisley is in it. Or not Brad Paisley. Keith Urban. Sorry.
Keith Urban?
You're forgiven.
Her husband, Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's probably a role for an Australian cowboy somewhere in there.
Brad Paisley.
Who is this foreign stranger? Check out the new single, guys.
This director, Robert Eggers, he's made some great shit so far. Only a few films.
He made
The Witch.
Witch. Yeah, with the talking, speaking in tongues and the goat and shit.
Crazy, that was scary. Crazy good. And then
Hereditary?
The Lighthouse. He didn't do Hereditary. He did The Lighthouse, though.
Did he do Under Siege? Seagal? No. Oh, okay. Sorry. The best Seagal. I mean, it would have been a compliment.
Yeah. He took a break from like 1992. And then The Witch came out.
He was just trying to think of something to top.
Going through script after script every day. Nope, not as good.
Nope. Good things come to those who wait.
Oh, that's good. That's I feel like rare where the number one movie is one I actually really want to see and is really good. Looks really good.
Yeah, that pays off. That's quality.
Yeah, I think there was some controversy over it, but it seemed like just really silly, like Twitter stuff.
I heard Bill Murray behaved inappropriately on the set of
on the set of The Northman.
Yeah,
he's not even in the movie. He just showed up.
Yeah, yeah. He just goes to different sets to bring chaos. Well, we'll report back on what happened with that, but we'll be right back with the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. I bet we did.
I bet we did. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
At Cornell's first pick, this is, how do you say it? Ezael?
Yeah, Ezael, yeah.
Ezael, ironic.
All right. Look. I heard the bitches want to smoke with Ezekiel, because the weed smoke make her a freaky hoe. All she want to do is blow, scroll up the joke, and smoke grade A like it's the honor row. I make a blunt turn to smoke like magic. I keep rolling, I know it's a bad habit. So much weed in the wood, I forgot to pass it. It's a gram every time I ash it. If I take another hit, I forget your name. But we high so she can't complain. Now I'm fun to run a train when I'm with Mary Jane. And it's crazy, she was thinking the same.
Nice.
Yeah, this guy's great.
This is cool.
He puts out a song a year, pretty much.
Because he's working so hard on it, or?
I don't think so.
It's the weed.
So. Yeah,
it's the weed. Yeah.
When he came out, he had like a album come out, a mixtape come out, and it was all about popping pills and like smoking weed and stuff like that. And then he just kind of disappeared for a while.
He could get afford better stuff.
Yeah, maybe. And now he's slowly starting to pop up again. I don't know.
Where is he from?
He's from Oakland.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that one. What's the ironic part?
How much he likes smoking weed? I don't know.
That's ironic.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
I'll just say it now. I got two King Gizzard tracks today because they came out with a new album. It's really good.
Nice. All right.
This is Persistence. Every song is like so different from the next one, so it's worth listening to. Persistence.
I guess it's funky.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, connection. The main guy of King Gizzard, his name is Stu.
His name's Stu?
Yeah, his name is Stu. So we
Gizzard Stu.
I hope he's father.
Oh, wow.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Cornell's second pick. This is Pete and Baz with Window Frame.
This is good stuff. British, right?
Yeah.
At a mic went down for a long when a young man never said names.
Whoa.
Got big toes and I got big cars and I got big chains. Cold, one in each finger, hands on a weird little range.
Is this old guy really the guy I'm hearing?
Yeah, these guys are old.
And they write everything themselves too.
Whoa.
So awesome.
They write it?
Yeah.
I mean, I told you, I'm excited just that there's British rap that's going slow enough that you could understand it. And then when you add in that they're old men, I mean, it's fantastic.
I'm freaking out right now. I'm seeing this video. I've never heard of these guys. This is my first introduction.
Dude, yeah. So prepare to go down a rabbit hole, bro. It'll blow your mind.
These are two like legit elderly British men.
With, going hard.
Like going hard. This isn't like, my name is Pete and I'm here to say kind of shit.
I love that they appear as old men. You know, it's not like you know about them. They're from like 20 years ago. Like these just can show up brand new as these old guys.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before in this way.
Yeah, so like I guess they said like one of the guys, his granddaughter would keep putting on the British rap station whenever they would drive around. And then they started listening to it more and more and started liking it. And then they're like, well, we could do this too.
Wow.
And then they just started rapping and it's like they're incredible. They're incredible. It's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying, like, I watched all of Coachella first weekend. They were better than anybody I discovered that Coachella. Like,
oh, no question.
Fucking great.
I cannot believe that they can rap like that. I mean, I can't believe it.
I know. And that song, too, has, like, four other guys rapping on it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, old guys?
And they all got, like, distinct styles. And it's so...
God damn. It's imagine so getting your crazy ass handed to you by all these old guys.
Dude, it's incredible.
I mean, that's like, I mean, my dad couldn't even, you know, pick up a Nintendo controller and like figure it out. You know, right, it's like, it just feels like one of those generational things. Like you just couldn't physically do.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. How do they get the science down?
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number one. Or no, sorry, number two.
Number two.
Where am I at? All right, this is King Giz again with Gaia. This is the heavy one. here's the lyrics.
I am the one. I am the none. I am nobody. I am no one. I am God. I am you. I am me.
That's Father Stu's favorite song. It's about God. I like that one. It's churning. It's
yeah. I should have started later in the song when it kind of goes more places, but it's like when they feel like just being a thrash band, they can do it. When they feel like being a psychedelic funk band, they just go that way and it all works. Kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
All right. Right on, but hard rocking stuff. I'm going to check that album out.
Yeah, definitely. It's so varied that, you know, I couldn't come close to representing it. It's worth listening to. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's pick. This is Pusha T, Dreamin' of the Past, featuring Kanye.
My weight keeping niggas on the bikes like Amblin. Weight loss, rent loss, scrambling. Now pass the champagne to the champion. My niggas get money, get money, get money. Like Ye sampling. Gun stutter, make the drum line.
Oh, wow.
Like Grambling. MGM gambling. Blew a small mansion. Annoyed cause this bitch calling Lon Von Lanvin. Fuck who you stamping. Them niggas just stand-ins, not me. They censor and block me. You hollering top five, I only see top me. Award shows, the only way you bitches can rob me. It's levels, it's layers, so pray for the players. Clip him, baby, if he flinch at the price of Bottega. I got plenty. It's so many, yeah. They say gimme. He got plenty, yeah.
That's really good.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Push wow, that was for huh?
Yeah, those Pharrell singing, and then Pharrell produces some other stuff, but the stuff that I heard is all really good, really, really good, and different too, varied, like you
That's,
were saying.
They're doing John Lennon there. Like, I don't know if I've heard a John Lennon song be sampled for a
What song was it?
Song. Jealous Guy.
Jealous
but
Guy?
But it's like a rendition of Jealous with different wow. lyrics, but that's a John Lennon song.
Interesting. Yeah, that's Kanye's. Yeah. Contribution, I guess he produced that, but yeah, I mean, he always is real specific about what he's saying. He's never mumbling. Like Pusha T is a real album when he puts one out, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's been going at it for a long time now too.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently. That's crazy. Yeah. That was great.
That was good. You gotta give it up. That had the Kanye kind of signature, you know, production on it. Sounded really good.
You know, Bonnie Raitt put out an album this past week too, which is very strong.
No. Really?
She put out an album of covers. So it's that or Pusha T.
Oh, God.
Check that out. This was a lot of fun. Cornell, I know you got an upcoming special taping.
That's right.
Is there anywhere you want to send the Chartists?
Yeah, you can check me out on Twitter at Cornezy, Cornezy. I'll be having some dates out of town soon. I'll probably be hitting Humboldt up in June a few times if you live up
Go
there.
Go see him live. Great new jokes. Great stuff.
Thank you. I'll always be coming around the comedy at the Chaplin. So come hit up and come that show. See Howard and I over there.
Always, there you go. Ruthless comedy.
Yeah.
Yep. No cover. Did anything weird happen this past week? The movie theater brings their trash through the show. So somebody will just be mid-set and then these like rubber garbage cans come rolling down the sidewalk.
Yeah.
All kinds of things go on out there.
The craziest cops was when people were waiting for like Selma Hayek's autograph or something in the movie theater.
Yeah, all these autograph seekers were hanging around the side door of the movies because Selma Hayek was in there. And they were like not laughing at the jokes. And they were like just standing there oddly, like they couldn't drop their hunger for a signature just to be like, well, she's not going to be out for like a half hour. I might as well watch some of these jokes. They just stood there.
I thought maybe they're just like pretending to watch so that they didn't seem like they were just loitering and being creepy or something. Right. And, you know, I think the movie theater was, the employees were working to try and figure out a way around them without someone being seen. And then all of a sudden, like in the middle of someone's set, they all just like sprinted off. She must have got out somewhere else.
Yeah, like she went out the front and they all sprinted over there.
Yeah.
Jackals.
Always entertaining. Jackals, always. For sure.
Right on. How about you, Stark?
Yeah, sign up for CBB World if you haven't already. Putting out great podcasts every week. And get Improv for Humans for Music on vinyl. I'll plug that.
Right on. Also, head over to haveasummit.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD or a Have a Summit t-shirt. Head on over to check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister. Drop Date Duel. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.